us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage and your host for Coping with Caregiving. Now be sure to check out my website. It's elderrage.com. There's two R's in there. It's got so many valuable resources for caregivers. And you can also see a list of my upcoming guests for this program and listen to my archives. Now stay tuned because coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Rich O'Boyle, the founder and publisher of Elder Care Online and All's Well. Caregiver support, two wonderful websites we're going to tell you about, which are they're just outstanding for family caregivers. So stay tuned. We'll be right back to talk with Mr. Rich O'Boyle. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, or Take My Father, Please, How to Survive Caring for Aging Parents. If you're coping with caregiving now or think it is just about to befall you, you just have to read my book so you don't needlessly go through all the pitfalls that I did. It's a tough subject, but I promise laughter out loud as you learn everything you ever wanted to know about elder care but were afraid to ask. After you learn how I solved the seemingly endless crisis, I include answers to the toughest caregiving questions, tons of resources, and an enlightening chapter by a renowned dementia specialist, A Physician's Guide to Treating Dementia, which makes Elder Rage valuable for everyone from the family to the physician. I am honored that Elder Rage has received 45 prestigious endorsements, including Hugh Downs, Regis Philbin, Dr. Dean Adele, Duke University, and Johns Hopkins Memory Clinic. For more information that may change your life, please log on to elderrage.com.
Hello, I'm Lee Mirabal, Director of Programming and Sales here at WS Radio. I want to thank you for listening and fill you in on a few important facts. We've just reached our 1,000,000th listener and now broadcast 37 unique shows. If you have an idea for a show, we'd like to hear from you. Our weekly lineup is booked, but we do have nights and weekends available. Click the Host Wanted banner on the WS Radio homepage for more information. If you want to increase sales of a product or service, there are some powerful reasons to consider advertising with WS Radio. First, unlike traditional radio, our audiences are highly targeted, online, and ready to order, and we guarantee the number of listeners that will hear your commercial. Bottom line, advertising on WS Radio works. For a limited time, there are some very attractive, low-cost offers for first-time advertisers. Find out more by clicking on the Advertise link on the top of our homepage. Again, we thank you for listening to WS Radio.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Welcome back. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage and your host for Coping with Caregiving. Now we're going to speak with Rich O'Boyle. He is the founder and publisher of Elder Care Online. The website is www.ec-online.net. And another one that's wonderful called All's Well Caregiver Support, which is www.alzwell.com. They're just great. You've got to check them out. Rich is a pioneer in the formation and management of online support groups, particularly those for dementia caregivers. His websites provide extensive articles, resources, and support groups for caregivers to the elderly on a full range of elder care, caregiving, Alzheimer's disease, and healthy aging topics. Welcome to the program, Rich.
Yes, Jacqueline. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So what defines a support group?
Well, a support group, I think in its most abstract sense, is a group of people who talk about a common interest. And when we get more specific talking about caregiving, we can talk about a friend talking to another friend about the issues or concerns that they have. Maybe somebody who's already experienced the same medical condition or caregiving or family situation. And then there are other groups that are more organized therapeutic groups where people get together, five or six or a dozen people on a regular basis to talk about these subjects. Finally, with the advent of the internet, we have online support groups where people get together virtually, that is, all around the world or all around the country, and talk about in a chat room or a message board topics of interest.
Yeah, they're just great. I wish, you know, that I had access, had known about it when I was going through it 5 years ago. I don't know why I didn't, but I just didn't. And I thought, gosh, at 3 o'clock in the morning would have been so great to be able to get online and maybe talk to somebody in Australia that was up, you know, coping during the day down there and have somebody to reach out to.
Right. Well, that happens all the time. And I think, you know, 4 or 5 years ago was the birth of the Internet. And people really didn't think that. They thought a chat room was about chit-chat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then, of course, senior topics of pornography and things like that. But when you're talking about caregiving on the Internet, these chat rooms are almost therapeutic groups where people, there might be a set moderator or an expert doing a question and answer session. And these are people who get together, and a lot of the people who I talk with in our chat room and on our message board think of this as their lifeline.
Right. Now, I know why it's so important, and we're both spreading the word, but tell anybody that's listening out there why they've just got to join one.
Well, it is a truism of caregiving that you can't do it alone. And anybody who is more than halfway down the road with caregiving knows that they've been burnt out or that they've thrown up their hands or they've shouted out in anger. They thought maybe they could do this on their own, but they really can't. However, there's a bit of a stigma attached to looking for help. Now, if I were to say to you, Jacqueline, you know, you need to see a shrink, or you should get that looked at, or maybe you should join a 12-step program, people sort of step back. And that's the same thing as saying, well, you need to join a support group.
Mm-hmm.
It has, you know, what is a support group? Gee, people aren't really sure what it entails.
Now, and to share their personal things, it's kind of personal, they feel.
It's a very personal subject. And to some people, it points out maybe some failings or their own guilt that they feel that they can't do this alone. They can't be super caregiver. So there's a lot of conflicting issues in a person that might prevent them. Now, if I were to say to you, how about give you directions to some place where you can go and talk to somebody who's been through what you're going through now? Or what if I gave you the address of somewhere or an invitation to attend a lecture? Or how about, here's the phone number of a friend of mine who's done this before or who is already doing this, currently doing caring for their husband with Alzheimer's disease. I think you might respond to a little differently and say, yeah, you know, I would love to get a little more information. I really need to talk to somebody about what I'm feeling.
Yes.
And that's sort of taking the word support group away might do people a big service.
What can we call it? We need to come up with a new word. Let's coin it.
You know, I knew you would ask me that. But, you know, I used to say discussion groups.
Yeah.
And then I really started doing a lot more research into the therapeutic benefits of support groups. And I said, you know what, this is a support group. What we're doing here on the Internet is supporting people just like a traditional support group.
Right.
So I don't know, I go back and forth with the importance of calling it a support group and giving it that credential
right.
versus that concern that maybe it does scare people away a little bit.
Yeah, I was really trying to, when I decided to produce this program, you know, I got to reach people. How am I got to start a program. What should I call it? And what's it all about? Coping.
Coping. How do you deal with it?
You know, and I thought that's really what it felt like to me when I was going through it. How am I coping with all the things I got to deal with involved with caregiving?
Yeah. So, well, one of the benefits of calling something a support group is that there has been some research, and actually I've been part of some of this research, but some research into looking at the therapeutic benefits of support groups. This is the clinical benefit of going to a support group. And there was a group of breast cancer survivors, and they did a very, you know, controlled study where some of the individuals attended support groups and some did not. And those who attended the support groups had better quality of life, and they lived longer. Now, if that isn't a sure sign.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the particular case of breast cancer, but I know talking to people and seeing the posts that go on our message board that this serves as a lifeline. It's wow, you know, people say you are anticipating the questions that I have. And
well,
to reach somebody like that is incredibly a powerful situation. It makes me feel great about the work that we do.
Yes. You know, and tell everybody how they can find a local support if they want to go to one. and right. then well, you know, then they can also be online later, but to go get physical interaction with people.
Yeah, I always recommend that people attend a traditional in-person support group. I also recommend that people join some type of online support group, which we can get to later. But on Elder Care Online, we maintain a directory, and it's not a very comprehensive directory. That's almost impossible to maintain. But a directory of state-by-state and county-by-county resources. These could be the national organization Children of Aging Parents. They've got, I think, in 26 states, chapters and affiliates that do support groups, in-person support groups. The Well Spouse Foundation, the same thing. The National Alzheimer's Association. Again, there are a lot of small local Alzheimer's associations around the country that provide in-person support groups. Regional Alzheimer's Disease Research Centers may provide support groups. And then just about every hospital, nursing home, many places of worship, home care agencies, some of the larger VNAs may also offer support groups.
So it's just start making a few calls and you'll find one.
Yeah, call the Elder Care Locator.
Right.
Or visit. You know, one thing I did, I went to my local home care storefront where it was a home care agency, and I stopped in, and you know what? They were offering little classes on how to do some of the activities of daily living.
Isn't that great?
And of course, people sitting in the audience were talking and opening up and talking, you know, talking about changing bedpans and wound dressings and things like that. You can't, you know, find that right around the corner or across the street. Sometimes you need to go somewhere.
And, you know, and I say, too, if you're a leader, start one. You know, go just, if you want to be in your little community, you know, I bet you within a few blocks of you, you can find four or five people that are also coping with this.
That's true.
Get together in your living room and just have something where you all get together, you know, in your little community there. So,
you know, sometimes it just starts with, if you're at the supermarket or at the pharmacy, and you see somebody, and, wow, they're carrying back a bunch of pill bottles, or they're in there with their bringing their parent in to pick up their medications. These are people who are sharing the same lifestyle that you are.
Right. Now, tell what types of support groups are available for people who can't get out of the house, or they, you know, they can't get to designated times. Then what?
Well, Elder Care Online and Allswell, as well as several other websites, have been running online support groups, and these.
And you have to be real, you know, computer proficient to be on these.
Several years ago, you did. But now the technology has gotten a lot easier to use. It's a lot more efficient. It works on more and more computers. You used to have a lot of issues with if you had a Macintosh or using web TV. A lot of those issues are resolved. You don't need to be a techie. Sometimes you might need to do a little registration, but that's
no biggie
relatively
deal.
Straightforward. But there are various types of online support groups. Take the chat room, where people actually sit and type and chit-chat in real time,
right.
Where you can be reading a variety of discussions happening right before your eyes.
Or
you
could
sit passively and just watch this go by.
Right.
In this situation, well, Elder Care Online offers Ask the Expert sessions called Alzheimer's Answers, where we bring in professionals, researchers, doctors, experts from local around New York City area, Alzheimer's groups, and they can answer questions on early onset, on research trends and the like.
Oh, great. Well, gosh, we're out of time. Where has the 2 hours gone? Thanks for being with us, Rich.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Jacqueline Marcel urging you to log on to elderrage.com for more information that may change your life. I've been your host today for Coping with Caregiving, and I hope you've enjoyed our edutaining program. Join us here next Saturday. Tell your friends. And don't forget that you can listen to my Coping with Caregiving archives online anytime.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Hey, big guy. You've been ignoring me lately. Remember when we first met? We spent every weekend together. What happened? You used to take such great care of me. Is it my appearance? I realize my paint finish is a bit dull and I don't look pretty as I once did. Listen, all I need is a little TLC. Last time we were out, you parked me next to a real beauty. She sparkled so bright you couldn't keep your eyes off of her. She told me her guy just gave her a coat of PPS paint sealant. It's a no-wax finish, an easy two-step process, starting with a natural paint cleaner, which restores the finish to its original condition. The second step is an acrylic Teflon paint sealant that seals and maintains the deep shine. Low cost. high return. Check out their money guarantee at www.nowaxfinish.com. Let's reunite. Treat me right with PPS. www.nowaxfinish.com.